like flowers. Our yard gate opened to a field that burst with red poppies and blue cowslips, shooting stars and purple phlox, meadowlarks in the two or three trees, goldfinch chatting away spring mornings. When we bought the place, the windows rattled, roof leaked, siding needed paint. Too small with four kids from my first marriage. My new husband, John, added rooms, closets, boxes for blankets, a shed for garden tools. The house always smelled of fresh cut wood, cut flowers, stews and soups. A machinist by trade, a fixer by nature, John had worked with engines all his life, metal filings in his clothes, the odor of lubricating oil. He didn't talk much, had learned silence from a mean childhood, bad first marriage. I think I taught him to laugh, and he said he liked the way I sang around the house. Gospel tunes from the radio and old records. One day he went down the road to help his sister start a stall pickup. I heard a scream like a rabbit caught by a hound and ran fast and scared, yelling his name. Someone said later the engine flashed like greasy rags lit by a torch. John lay against the wall, his shirt burned away, his face redder than poppies, his belly heaving for air. His scream and my yells woke me up at night for a long time. I had to sell the house, move in with my oldest daughter, cook so she could work and garden, but couldn't bring myself to sing. A man I met at church convinced me to move to his trailer park, saying he would make me happy. I began to sing again, but he talked loud when I did, and he hated flowers. I planted big red poppies, delphinium and lilies, morning glories by the mailbox. Now I take flowers to John's grave, stay a while to talk to him and sing old hymns and love songs. Listen, a voice like his says, I hear hammer and saw, a grinder sharpening blades, smell the oil, his clothes.